Because I know there's a Shita Liari. Does he mention it at all?
He's gonna touch on it. At least he'll touch on some of it. But this, he's following the Beis Yosef. Yeah. He really, this is all built on the Beis Yosef.
Okay.
Yeah. Moshe Batachlin Yid Moshech Lechachil Tzad Smola Heit Dev Yosef Min Shnei HaRoshin. The foot on the bottom should extend a little bit beyond. If you look in our grid, so the left head, it fills up the box and comes down. The foot on the bottom extends a little bit more to the left than the heads do. So that's at that point. It should be round on the bottom. Can I call it kufus? Like all of the kufus we pointed out before, they should be round on the bottom. There's three tagan on top. We spoke about this before. If it doesn't touch, so do you have a problem with Shulka Sidron? And the answer we said, if it's not a very obvious gap, so it still looks like a tzadi, so you have Surah, so it's not, you have to correct it, it's possible without it, but if you're able to correct it, it's not Shulka Sidron. If it's very noticeable and it's not, doesn't look like a tzadi, so then you have a problem with Shulka Sidron. If you make a straight line, so it's along the lines of if you would thicken up this the tzaver, so basically it's coming off of all of the head, so you lose the tzura of the head of the Zion. We spoke about it before, that's a problem. Is there much ego? And the question was, how do you correct it? Can you correct it by erasing, or do you have to take out the whole thing and redo it? Is there much ego? Roshim Zebezel, the two heads can't touch. But he the soif oishin mashik sabnashem. We'll talk about that. He promised us already before by the ayins. When you get by ayin, he said when you get to the shin, we'll talk about the heads touch. What happens over there? So that's tzadik kufa. What about tzadik pshuta? Or tzadik pshuta? Yeh rasha k'moy b'shal kufa. The head is the two heads. The left one is like a zayin, and the right one is like a yud. V'himer kevas gam kem yud v'nun. V'ach minun pshuta. But the instead of being the nun that you're making it out of is not a nun kufa. It's a nun pshuta. So if you look at your nun pshuta, you look at your tzadi. Pshuta, it's fairly similar.
Why does he say the letter on the right is a yud? It looks more like a vav.
Well, because
especially on the pshuta one, it's long. It's the yud is not that long.
That's true, but the basic point, it's a yud, but you have to extend it all the way to reach the leg. But the basic point,
it's because the vav doesn't have that.
No, it's
shall yud, that little pointer.
That might be true too, but his point is that betz and tzadi pshuta and tzadi kufa are the same letter. So just because you have to extend it ends up being extended a little bit.
Oh.
So really, it's rooted in the concept that you're taking a nun and a yud and putting it together. Because of this way it comes out, you have to extend the leg of the nun.
If you wrote a yud like that, it would be puzzle. I mean,
correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Alken gufa pashut kumay osnun pshuta. It's straight down. Mishir orcha shater lamata midibuk arashim chachila kadesh yeroy lasa tzadik kufa. It has to extend beyond the point where they touch enough to bend to make a tzadik kufa. This idea which he mentioned before each time. If you would take the leg and bend it, you'd be able to. There's enough body afterwards to be able to bend it over. But you have a pasuk of prima galim mishim hoitzi mimokim diba kayud lenun rak him lo yud is kosher. If the leg of the nun part extends beyond where the yud touches the size of kum lo yud, which means basically the size of one kumus, one our picture, that's one grid's worth, one box's worth. But yeah, but that's kosher. It's less than that tzarchin. Another Russian, you're giving welcome to Bukan, or Shinog is a bazel, or Shinipsa ben Yud, the nun, dinakrab kufukhana. All these other points are basically that if they didn't touch, or they touched too thickly, etc., we touch on all those points. Okay.
A question about the size. So here, and usually it looks as though the angle between the base and the line, the diagonal that comes from the base, about 45 degrees. But the Sefer doesn't say anything about that angle. Is there any put on that? Suppose it's a smaller angle, a bigger angle.
No, his point was...
Dr. Katz?
The angle between the base and the diagonal part looks like it's usually 45 degrees.
You're talking about the left Saver or the right regal of the Yud? Or both?
The one that comes down...
The Zion or the
Zion?
The Zion. Right, so he didn't give a shir. The point was, he said the same way by the Nun, it has to go off to the right, because otherwise the foot's going to extend out too much and separate it.
The nuns doesn't look like a 45 degree angle.
Right, so over here, because
looks like greater than that.
Right, because over here you're dealing with a larger amount on top, you have to make the foot on bottom larger, so you have to bend it more. Is a Machabidi Evid? Probably not. You know, as long as the person will be able to look at it and call it and say it's a tzadi, it would be kosher. Okay. Ois kuf. So yeah, gaga shava. The top of it has to be flat. Takotin sarklius a gaga mitzat smala panel lechatchila. There should be that little tag coming up on top, all the way towards the left. Not all the way towards the left, but almost close to the end on the left on top. Yes, a koyt tag, and that should be thin. Kedeshal yikalkabo. Is that we don't want it to end up looking like a lamed? It's too thick. It looks like a lamed coming up. Kalkabo is there. Akuf, excuse me, Timuna Sakuf, the Hanu Shal Yira, Al Yadzeh Kalamet, Mitzarechot. You don't want to have it looking like a Lamet a little bit. That's why we move it over, not all the way over to the left. You move it over a little bit to the right. So that is another way to make sure that it doesn't end up looking like a Lamet. Okay. So that's the top.
One over to the right.
The Tag. The Tag on top of the Kuf. What?
Tag.
The little tag on top is not all the way over to the left, like we had before. Some letters that the ukat on top is right above, all the way at the edge. Over here, it's shifted over a little bit to the right. Yerecha Yamanis, the right foot which comes down on the kuf. Certainly, is the lamata kuf of heitev. It's not regular small. It should bend over well towards the left leg, which is the hanging leg. Kamitzuras kuf kufa like a kuf. Because we said that the tzura of it is a combination of a chaf and a zayin, so it has to look like a chaf, well rounded in the bottom. Ashatia ksara harbi min a gag, but shouldn't be as long as the top, because you need to have space that it shouldn't be touching the zayin, which is coming down. Regal as one is tuli above, he considers nun pshuta. It comes down looking like a nun. A long nun. Akshaksuramat is not as long as a nun. Okay, and Tiyarosha Ova, and we smite Rahela Kimoy Benun. So, you want it to be that at the. I'm not sure why it means the same thing as a Zion, really.
Yeah.
It comes to a point at the bottom. The gap between the nun and the gag should not be a full kumos worth. Shouldn't be more than a full kumos worth. It should be in the picture we have over here. Theoretically, you could have put it a little bit further down; it would still be okay.
Some of the letters, when they're like. Looks like certain ones have like square boxes. Some of them, on the thing that you gave us, it looks like a pure square, and then in some others it looks like it curves.
Most of the letters really
looks like almost like an hourglass because it curves like this. Is that just how it? they drew this, or there's something to it?
Yeah, for the most part, there's no real difference.
Because
yeah.
you can see certain letters, like the top of the long nun is a pure square. It's like it fills up the box. And there's no curvature, but
really,
yeah, when you look at this one on
right.
the cuff,
yeah,
basically, it curves.
Basically they all curve a little bit.
They're supposed to?
That's yeah.
Top of the what?
All of the Zion,
and the other part of the cuff, the one that looks like a cuff where it ends, it's really curved. Is that? It can't be.
I'm not sure why it could be. They all supposed to look like starting with the tzur of the Zion as your defining element, with the Zion also it should have a little bit of curvature in it.
The Zion.
Okay. You should see a little bit of a curvature in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, a chil alim shel small hatsuya balas and ksas tzadimin. It shifts a little bit. You see it's going down. It doesn't go straight down. It goes a little bit towards the right, the foot of the nun. Can't touch anywhere either the top or the recha the right foot. The gag, the chachila, it also shouldn't be too close to the gag either. The gap has to be that an average person would notice it immediately, that there's a gap between the regal, smirly, and the head.
Why do you suddenly switch from a chinov to a benoni?
He mentioned this idea before also. We talk about the chaskil, how much the gap should be, it should be obviously noticeable. That's his point. He used that before. Where did he use that before? By the hay? Maybe he spoke about the hay also. The gap should be an obvious gap. That's his point. Well, yeah, regal neged emsa hagag ela b'sofer b'tzad small. You want to place the regal not. It should be basically corresponding, going straight down from the end of the gag on top. That's where you put the regal, as opposed to shifting it over to the right. So all the problems which we had before, you can't erase the head and move it back over. If it's obvious that they're not this one, you could erase it. It's not chalteches. If it's fused together too much and he lost the tzura, there would be a problem with chalteches, etc. The marach regal is only who rakam a yud mekineged makam a kfifa. It only extends down a little bit. So you have the makam a kfifa over here. The regal starts a little bit above that, so it only extends beyond that point. The shear of one kulmus worth. Which would be the shear of a yud. So long as it's kosher b'diavad, mouth of kosher b'diavad, can't only come out of the pregunta mashe kosher in your kuf, but the mouth of kamel and neck of a regal, hey, kuf reish, mashe sam, shem nitsher, b'yarech, you mean, mashe shumar, achrini noka. Fine. So that's what he means. So even though the chachilo, he has it extending down two boxes worth, b'diavad extends out one box worth, it would be kosher. Okay, so that is the kuf. Ois reish, gaga shabbat chachila, should be straight. Where's my reish? There we go. Moyezor shayit to gula mamash mecharev, should be round on top and the back. Kadeshal tim and medal shouldn't look like a dalas. And there's kadalas, psulav looks like a dalas, it's too square. Obviously, that's going to postle it. Of him, sabak maron the tinnikip, you're not sure, so that the child will decide. If it's too long, the leg is too long, it's something like a chav pshuta. So it can't be too long. The head is the same length as the length of a beis, which that shear is three kumusim's worth. We said before by beis, the shear for the head is three kumusim's worth.
How's that compared to the top of the chav pshuta?
Chav pshuta is less than that.
Oh, it's smaller.
Yeah. Right.
It's not showing it on the demo.
Yeah.
Demo looks like it's three boxes.
It looks like three boxes. It doesn't have to be that big.
Would it be, or
can it
passes it?
Well, it passes it as long as it shouldn't look. The problem is it shouldn't look like a resh.
But if you have a long bottom, it probably won't. If it's a long, if the leg is long, it won't look like a resh. Then would it?
Right. It says always come shoot the karagla or gaga
cutter. It looks exactly the same, except it's a shorter leg.
Right.
That's how it looks to me. I mean, from based on the picture. See what I'm saying?
Well, I guess right.
I would say it's that a resh is a chav pshuta with a shorter leg. I mean, that's what I would say when I looked at it.
Right. Well, I think the problem we're saying it is that it should be the ratio of the two. They can't look the same because it has a much longer leg. It doesn't look like a resh because of the longer leg. But if you would extend the head, it'll basically be the same ratio as of the leg to the head as a resh. Then it's a resh. Then it's not a chof anymore. Okay. Should be the gears over here. Some have piece of gimel. Kadesh latin with a vav. It shouldn't look like a vav. But he have it. He may suffer around the tin. It will come out. He must regular resh kotzer. Come on, yud. Dive is up. But he have it. Pribegadam. I am the commandment. So if I test. Tough. The foot, if it's only one kumos is worth, but yeah, that's kosher. Tzuras oishin, okay. Oishin yesh lo shlosha roshim, it has three heads. Rosh rishin im yerech and imshach mamanu who kein vav. The one on the right is like a vav. Upanel klavi malach ksas, it faces upwards. Rosh hashen yikim kein yud. It's shorter leg, so it's like a yod. Because cotton alel, it has a point going up. The left one is like a zion, which means the leg comes out from the middle of the head. We said that before. All the letters of Shatnas Gates, which have a left head, so the left head is like a zion. The heads can't touch. It should go straight down. The left head, its leg should go straight down. The one all the way over on the right should be at such an angle that they basically touch all the way towards the bottom of the left leg. It should also touch towards the bottom, and they should all touch in the same spot. If the middle one didn't touch by the bottom, it touched. There's a gap. Again, it's possible, but it might be, if it looks like a shin still, it has surface eyes, so there's no problem to look a zidron. It shouldn't be flat on bottom. The ogle shouldn't be round. It should be sharp. So it comes to they're all really standing on one foot. Which is the same way the kuf and the resh, they basically stand on a point. So, the bottom of the kuf, so same thing over here. But he also moshav a shin rochav nisha prima gadam tzarki. And if it is flat, he's masupik what the din is. But he have it.
You mean flat like you would? It would be a print like the printed ones,
right?
Rochav is flat.
Rochav
is wide.
Rochav is wide. Over here, means the point is that it's supposed to coming to a point. Because of shin shaldal roshim psula.
Is this called ksav ashuris?
This is ksav ashuris. Yeah.
And but where did originate our printed ones, which they look similar. It's clearly similar, but there is differences. Does anyone know how that came and why it looks different than this? Nobody knows.
That I can't tell you. I'm not familiar.
Uh-huh.
it wasn't anything which I ever really looked into. So, okay, if there's four heads, we're in trouble. You can't just erase one head. You're making a letter by erasing. You have to take away enough that the letter is no longer there. And then start over again. So it comes out right to the mezuzah. When you take away your letter, you're left with nothing. And then you shluk hazidron. Okay, and he brings him. He says, "All this is not like the Marikash, which is Machshir." If any of the letters have a gap in them, so we spoke about that before. So again, that's the idea. If the instead of just touching a little point, the leg was thicker, and so it's touching more in a wider sense. Which we had this a day before. The Hanush Nikar Rosh El Kav Shab is possible. It's just there's no head at all, just basically a line. So that'd be possible. Bein Tinuk Ma'abuzah, the child will not help for that. That's halachically, it's not a tzurasos. Nagar Rosh in Zebizah, Filo Kechut Asara is possible. They're touching even a Kechut Asara, it's possible. Being in Tikkun, I am a saver Mishas Avram. Because of the Rebbe, person serving the Mahani, is a Greira. I make you in Ishtana Tsurosa. Even though they're touching, it's not called that you're lacking Tsura. So you just erase a little bit and you're okay. The problem is the Muk of Kvil issue. But again, Mahani Greira will help. Correct. That's what the Mishnah of Rama says. Linear the Akhari the Yeshkam can harbor my person Shankmiram Bazaar. They disagree and say that it is called, if it touches, it's not called, doesn't have Surah Sa'is. Therefore, in the Hokkel Rak, in the Hokkel, you shouldn't be Makel, but Rak, Batil Mezuzah, in Kosab Akhari, the Mahani Bazu, Shlokasidron, Mashankim, say, there's a circle of Batlim and Surah Sa'is, Lashimli. So, Batil Mezuzah, you have no choice. The only way you can, if you're gonna you end up with, you cannot, if you went and you wrote another letter already, so you're stuck. So by Sefer Torah, you would erase the letter and start over again.
You're stuck, but you could use it. Did he have anything? Or?
He's saying it'll be stuck on the Mishnah of Rome in that case, right? Rather than apostle the. Okay, oh, it's tough. Yeah, Gaga in regal Yamin come in Dallas. So the head of it, the head, the Gag, and the right leg is like a Dalit. It's the same surah. It comes out. It's the head goes across straight. The regal comes out a little bit towards the left, and it goes down, shifting towards the right. Regal smaller Yesh Shosin. Some do it like a backwards vav.
Upside down.
Well, I guess upside down would
both.
Be. Yeah.
Upside down and backwards.
Well, I guess. Well, it depends. If it's upside down, you flip that up.
Yeah,
right.
And it's right. Yeah.
Right. Some do it like a dalus. So what's the difference between the two? Is there an akev? Is there an extension to the right of the leg coming down? Does it just come down straight and go across? Or does it come down, there's a little bit of a block, and then it goes across? So either one is kosher, whatever the minig that you have, or whether you foul the minig, there's no clear halachic decision one way or the other on that. Okay? It has to touch on top. It has to be one. It has to be ending one piece, with exception of a hay or a kuf. The right leg should not be too long. So, a chacham, if it's too long, it looks like a pape shuta. Now, the foot is facing the wrong way, but you know, it's not necessarily going to stand on the. on that point necessarily, but the tzura, it's long leg, something coming down over here and pointing. That's what a pei is. It's a long pei pshuta with this thing coming in. So that'll be a problem. So we don't want that to be in the situation. We amshach l'regel, so it shouldn't be too long. We amshach l'regel b'secha tof. K'day shiyah soif, regel smarli, k'neged soif gaga. You want the regel, which is what you're putting on the left, it should be toward the end, so that you want to shift it in a little bit to the right. So when its head comes down, its head comes down immediately under the end of the top. So if you, so you're going to move it. Yeah, you're going to move. You're not going to put it all the way at the end, because you put it all the end, it's going to come out and then stick out on the bottom to the left. And even where it is, so it comes out, it shifts a little bit to the right, so you get your full head's worth of the bottom of the tuff immediately perfectly in a line down from the top of the tuff. It shouldn't be sticking out. There should be another letter which can be written nearby, which will not be blocked by the bottom of the tuff. The head should not extend beyond on the top. It shouldn't extend beyond where the regal ends. You know, not where the regal touches it, but where the regal on the bottom ends. You don't want the head extending further. But yeah, when Imagago Veris the Halo Miraglo, the regal beemsa, didn't say. So that situation, what you can do theoretically is you can erase it, because it has this lustrous ice. The problem is if you do that, you might end up, if it was a significant amount of extending, you'll end up, if there's another letter after, you have a problem that you have a gap in your word. So by Sefer Torah you could fix that, but by Thomas Isles, you couldn't fix that. It's better to leave it as is. Okay. In Osa Regal Hasmoli Kotzer Kiyot Katana Fuchu B'Secha Vav B'Secha Tav, I'm sorry. If the size is supposed to be looking like a Vav, he's talking about it only came down the size of a Yod. Shinishtana, now it looks like Yishma Shishana Kepe Pshuta Upsula. Because the two legs are not the same length, so now it looks like a pape shuta. It has a longer leg on the right, a shorter leg on the left, comes down, it tilts, actually it's tilting outwards, but the pape shuta tilts inward, but that's much, still more dharma to a pape shuta than you want it to be. Filam agag, rachav, kiflaim, kiyerech, even though the head is wider. So theoretically, that's not the way you make your pay. Pay doesn't have a type of width on top. The pay pshuta ain't sheer l'raglo. So the head is twice as big as the leg. So then you'll say, well, it doesn't look like a pay pshuta, which he's right, it doesn't. If the leg is short, I'm saying if the left leg is short, so this leg is longer. So it looks like a long leg and a short thing coming in, facing inwards, facing outwards. Right? So we'll say, no, well, it can't be a pei pshuta because it's a very wide head, which doesn't have that. But that's not so what it means. Therefore, the ratio, now that the head is wide, the ratio, it doesn't look like a pei pshuta, but there's no shear how long the leg has to be a pei pshuta. It has to extend beyond the... Kim Lo Yud beyond the Nakuda, so that you have over here. Rak L'chop Shuta Yeshir L'Ragla Kiflaim Kegag Shlatim L'Lad Reisha L'Dal. The only point it has a shear, how long it has to be, was the Chop Shuta, because otherwise it looks like a Reisha L'Dal. Also, regular Tov Kav Shava Melo Berlit Sofer L'Chutz. If it's just a straight line coming down, it's not bending out towards the left and the bottom. The left leg of the tuff. And there was on the base, Sif Sifyukhas, Mishabur, Slam Sikotan, Tsariyal. So Right. I can't remember what he says over there. Im regel hayimini shel atof nifsik. If the right leg has it ends, vein barak kamol yud kosher. So even if there's a gap, even if it continues on, where that's not part of the letter anymore, as long as it has a share mol yud is kosher. Can't go to megadim psicho b'mashakos yearly the who was in the sharosius ayin sham. So he spoke about some letters the shears kim lo yud. He meant the tough also. Pisa who was in mechachila lo also rakim lo yud kosher. And so the case was over there. There was a longer, but there was a gap in the middle. So who would then be if you didn't write it at all? You just made the chachila. You made it like that. That's kosher. Come on, yin hey. I'm very lucky. Similar base. Yin hey. The rabbi shem the team here. Real latinic, but latinic lacro. Lois sarachim is that. So lucha says it's kosher, but the kid doesn't recognize it. So that's the sarachim. What you do in that case?
What's this talking about?
If the right leg is too short. So as long as it's a shear of a yud, which means one klumos worth, so the loch is its kosher, but sometimes the kid won't recognize it. So what do you do in that situation? That's the question. If the kid reads it right, you're good. We know luckily that's not a valid surah. A filia mekilko, but then nasal achar tibin. If it happened later after you wrote it, and creates a tinnik malus kamushim in his barba simin tlam beis if tazayin mayin shabas if chukhei beis if never meltik. So we discussed before that when we have a suffix, the child is able to tell you what it is. We know what it is. It's not a valid surah. The child reading it right won't help you. Imesh hafzik ba'osis of pshutis. Your long letters, or your straight letters, better. If there's a gap in them, the letter as going down has a place where the ink the jumped skipped. So he has to be able to read and look what's above the gap. What's below the gap is not part of the letter anymore. But in the kid's mind, he looks at it as one big unit. So you have to cover the bottom part. Let him look at the top part and say, is that large enough to that it should have its surah? If the ink popped off, but there's a certain amount of, it gets absorbed into the cloth. So the child's mind, it looks like a lighter version of it's part of the letter. But reality is there's nothing there. There's no dioni there anymore, halakhically. So that would be so you have to cover that part. The child shouldn't use that mistakenly as part of the tzuras ois. Okay. Let's do the ksas klolei mukhev gvil mebal primagadim. Down the bottom. Tchilas aksiva sarach mukhav gvil b'chol stodin shal ois. When you write it, it has to be mukhav gvil on all sides. Afila b'kutza shal yud, ha-smoli, even that little kutza shal yud which comes out, it has to be mukhav gvil. So that's relevant. For example, let's say there's a hole there. So there's a little hole there, so it's not mukhav gvil. The letter is touching a hole, not gvil. So even that little part of the letter also has to be mukhav gvil.
Means every part of the letter has to be mukhav kiel. If the name and nami being a mukhav kiel, and the inside also has to be mukhav kiel, which means if you have a hole in the middle inside, you have a problem. I am the siman lami beis if tezvah b'ir locha. V'yishlach mafilu mitzad echad b'ifnim. And not only if you have a hole in the hole inside, let's say, you know, give them the samach or mem, the hole inside has a hole in it, but even if one part, one there is the top and the sides or the, whatever it is, they have gvil. The bottom is the bottom inside, right above it, there's a hole. So that part is not mukhav gvil. Mena mukhav gvil, posel kimen b'chutz. Now, the loikatas and mekel shom, the rishon shittus holds that there's no din mukhav gvil inside the letter. We don't pass them like that. However, this is all halacha when you write it. Later on, it got a hole. Something bit away at the klav, a bit to last, or a worm.
Mio vada but the ebid daf kosher, call mash sheesh sakam as a havel khathila with sar tikkun. If you can fix it, you should fix it. Hello nika but sarois vahavhu. If you the hole is right next to where the ois is, there's a tear or something like that, and you can the letter is a little bit thick and you can sort of like shave away part of the letter, you should do that. Take a part of the thickness. The evil we do a thickness of a kulmus, that's not ma'akabed the evil in most cases. The chop shuta went all the way to the bottom of the cloth. So it wasn't written properly. So you can fix it afterwards? The answer is yes, because it has tzuras ois. So you're not making a letter through chachteches. What you're doing is making a mukavil through chachteches. That's not a problem. The sharis is ben orkan rabbi avyan im tishar tzuras ois alav moichik v'gara b'loi habik shalakasidjim b'zeh. It's not a problem shalakasidjim, not a problem of chachteches, and we're very happy. Okay, we are very happy because we finished the siman.